The reality is a lot of customers will be perfectly fine with completely make-believe points and stars and punch cards. That's the generic cookie cutter approach. But we want to turn that into, it's not just some little stupid thing that no one cares about. It's like, I want to go to the place that gives me the Bitcoin for free. Loyalty already works. Infusing it with Bitcoin, we think, is going to work far superior.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Michael Atwood, who's the co-founder of Oshi, a loyalty app that rewards customers with Bitcoin. If you've listened to this podcast for very long, you will have heard of Oshi before. And I interviewed Michael in episode number 5 of this podcast. That is linked down in the show notes below if you care to listen to that as well. But since then, the team at Oshi has developed the app into an even more robust program that helps business owners with loyalty and rewards. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation with Michael. But of course, before we get to that interview, we do have this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight. And this week is the Nevada County Bitcoiners. Come to where gold country meets the future of money with the Nevada County Bitcoin Meetup. They meet at 1849 Brewing Company in Grass Valley, California, every third Wednesday of the month. It's family friendly, so make sure to bring those Bitcoiners in training with you. Anyone with an interest in Bitcoin is welcome to come. No one is an expert in everything, but they know how to get everyone of every age and technological skill started using the best money in the world. Just be aware that they won't be entertaining any deep dives into other crypto projects, and they'll be happy to explain why at any meeting. You can find them on meetup.com or on Twitter at NevcoBTC. Both those links are down below. And if you don't happen to be in the Nevada County area, but want to find a Bitcoin meetup near you, I encourage you to download the Oshi app where you'll be able to do just that. Now, we're going to get to our interview with Michael right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Michael, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, great to be here, Josh. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. You ready for these?
Let's do it.
So since this is the second time on the podcast, I start off with a slightly different first question, and that is, what is the part of the Bitcoin rabbit hole you've been going down most recently?
Yeah, so most recently, I've been really trying to think about ways in which we could just get the everyday individual into Bitcoin. We're pretty good at getting like that, you know, 1% or 0.1% of the world involved, either out of necessity or just because it's cool or freedom or this and that. Trying to find ways to get the 99.9% involved as seamlessly as possible while still kind of, you know, educating them along the way. That's kind of been the rabbit hole that I've been going deep down, which also kind of coincides with our new product.
What's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
I wish everyone, including the Bitcoiners, understood that in order to use Bitcoin and utilize it and kind of understand it, you don't have to understand everything about, you know, monetary economics. There's so many other outlets of Bitcoin that people are going to come to on their own through, you know, whether it's media content, you know, whether it's just sending and receiving money. You know, they don't necessarily have to understand what Bitcoin mining is, and is Bitcoin energy or mining energy good or bad, and is Bitcoin good or bad. I think it would be wise for more people, and in particular Bitcoiners, just to kind of realize that there's a million different ways people are going to get involved in Bitcoin. And while it's important, to educate people along the way, it's not critical. So not letting perfect be the enemy of good.
What's the Bitcoin resource that you most recommend to other people?
Yeah, so I've really taken a step back, I feel like, these days in grandstanding, soapboxing, talking about Bitcoin. But at the end of the day, if I were to just be able to give somebody a book, let's say a book, I would just give them, I actually have some copies behind me, I would just give them the Bitcoin Standard. little bit of monetary history, a little bit of economics, a little bit of, you know, the technical aspect of Bitcoin and network. So, I would just say hand them the Bitcoin standard, and go from there. But again, if they're not interested in any of that, maybe just get them to, I don't know, download Fountain or something if they listen to podcasts. Like, just let them get their first foot in, and then, you know, let their curiosity take over.
Beyond Bitcoin, what is a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you or your work at Oshii recently?
ChatGPT has been pretty helpful. I can't lie. You know, whether it's copywriting and things of that nature, it's been pretty helpful, or just really to bounce ideas off of it, to get a different perspective than what you have. It's like your own little personal assistant. So, it's been pretty helpful. I haven't really utilized a whole lot of other AI tools, but ChatGPT has been something that I've been using quite a bit, and, cannot complain. It's definitely worth giving a shot.
Mm-hmm. I'm continuously surprised at how few people know about ChatGPT. I'll bring it up in conversation. They either won't know about it at all or will have heard about it, but not yet tried it. I'm wondering if you could share an anecdote or two about how it's been helpful. You mentioned copywriting, things like that. If you need to change the names of the people involved, feel free to. But any ideas to give people a sense of how they can be using it for their own businesses?
Yeah, so I would just say, you know, with Oshii, we're trying to reach more of the everyday consumer, not just the Bitcoiner. And I think, you know, bouncing off different ways in which we can convey to people what Bitcoin is, or different ways in which we can kind of take pre-existing, you know, businesses of loyalty and rewards companies and kind of bounce some ideas and off of the AI and see what it comes out with. That's been super helpful. So, for example, if I want to say, hey, give me like 10 different ways of saying this thing, I can sit here and type out, you know, exactly what I want to say. And it's just this brain dump. Mm-hmm. And I feed it in there and I go, give me 10 different sentences that can more or less convey what I just said in, you know, like 500 words. Give me one sentence. Mm-hmm. And let's say half of those things are terrible, but let's say five of them are like not bad. Yep. You know, so if you ever have a writer's block or anything like that, it's a fantastic tool. And you know, it can get pretty crazy with ideas too. You know, you can feed it different things. Say, hey, give me like the craziest thing that you can come up with to solve this problem. And sometimes the craziest things it comes up with are actually really great ideas. So definitely worth using.
So now we have what we call our final arbitrary but insightful question, and it's this. As a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
You know, I would say, I think the same answer I said last time is why not? Many of us automatically assume different things that we do traditionally are just the way things are. It becomes a lot easier to kind of challenge those assumptions whenever you come up with another solution and say, well, why couldn't I do this? Why shouldn't I do this? Why not? In doing so, you know, maybe you'll come up very quickly with a reason why you shouldn't and why it's done that way always. But this is a good mental exercise, just asking why not, to say, you know, you might be surprised with what you come up with. Like, why don't they do it like this? Mm-hmm. Or why isn't it done this way? Sometimes the reason's kind of silly. So if you can come up with a better way to do it, yeah, that's how I view it.
If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth. Wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at veluscommerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. Excellent. Well, Michael, we're here today to talk to you about Oshi. We talked a little bit over a year ago, one of the early interviews on business Bitcoinization. I really felt like I caught a vision for what Oshi was. And since then, you've made some changes, positive changes. You've kind of increased what Oshi's able to do. And I'm even more excited about the capabilities today. I would love for you to share with the audience some of those changes in today's conversation. So maybe if you could just give people a quick overview of what Oshi is, then we can get into some of the things that you've experienced across the last year that have led to some of these positive changes for Oshi.
The Oshi app is a way not only for businesses to get onboarded to Bitcoin, so we would get them set up to accept Bitcoin. We would basically give them free consulting on which Bitcoin payment provider, whether it's self-hosted, like BTC Pay Server, or it's a third party like OpenNode or IBEX, what provider is best for them. And most people and most businesses had no idea where to start. So we get them set up. And then more importantly is we would get them promoted to the greater Bitcoin community, to that very small percentage of people on this planet that are willing to spend their Bitcoin at these businesses. So really kind of getting word out through various promotions and offering these consumers Bitcoin rewards for parting ways with their precious sats, either Bitcoin rewards or discounts, their choice. So we did everything from small and medium-sized brick and mortar businesses to e-commerce businesses as well. And what we really found out is while we were successful in bringing a lot of different Bitcoin business to these businesses and helping them get their feet wet and take Bitcoin for a test spin, there really is just not enough people at this stage, in our opinion, that are willing to part ways with their Bitcoin for commerce, right? And so the problem then became we were getting hundreds of businesses signed up and onboarded. But there just weren't enough people to spend at these businesses. So ultimately, our latest product gets into more of the rewards and loyalty aspect of things. We've been working on this for quite some time. And, perhaps you've heard, MicroStrategy's latest announcement of offering Bitcoin rewards to employees and consumers, more enterprise level. We're doing something very similar for small and medium-sized businesses. Once again, like we always have. So offering Bitcoin rewards every single time a customer makes a purchase using dollars from your e-commerce site or maybe at a local coffee shop using Square, we can help businesses not only attract new customers, but also maintain those loyal customers, keep them coming back, and ultimately increasing their revenue and profitability.
So I want to talk a little bit more about this newest product in just a second. But first of all, one thing you said a second ago is that people can either get sats back or they can get a discount. I'm curious, do you have a sense of, I'm guessing you have insight into this data, but maybe not. Do you know which people prefer getting sats back or getting a discount on what they're paying for?
Yeah, good question. So it depends on how you're paying on Oshi. So if you're using something like Strike, which effectively takes dollars from your checking account, zips it over the Lightning Network to the merchant, in this case via Oshi, you feel like you're paying with dollars. So it makes sense for those consumers to go, okay, I just want to get some Bitcoin rewards back. I want some sats back because I'm effectively spending dollars. I want some sats back. Now, people that are actually paying with their own Bitcoin from their own Bitcoin wallet, let's say, sometimes they just opt for the discount because they go, well, you know, I don't necessarily need to receive a little Bitcoin rebate for paying in Bitcoin. I'll just take the discount outright. And that makes a lot of sense. The interesting thing is that, you know, a lot of these, you know, a lot of people pay with their debit and credit card every day, which is dollars, and then they get cash back, which is dollars, in their checking account. So there is kind of this thing that people talk about, well, why would I spend Bitcoin to get Bitcoin back? It doesn't really make sense. And, you know, I encourage them to think about how their debit card or credit card rewards work next time they use it. So it's pretty standard and common. But yeah, ultimately, you know, if you're paying with Bitcoin, maybe you want to just opt for the discount. And if you're paying with Bitcoin from your checking account, you know, Jack Mallers is Bitcoin, as I like to say, then you offer the rewards.
So let's go back to this new product. Do you have a name for it, something that you're calling it, so we can use the proper terminology throughout the rest of the interview?
Yeah, so we're just really calling it Oshi Loyalty and Rewards. So it's your standard, you know, loyalty and rewards program. About 30% of small businesses already use these, whether they're using it in Square or Toast or on their Shopify or WooCommerce site. You know, it's referrals, for if your customers refer other customers, so you can earn Bitcoin rewards. There's different tiering systems. So the more you spend at the business, the more you get back in Bitcoin rewards over time. We have a bunch of other features that we'll be teasing over time. But effectively, this is kind of your standard loyalty and rewards. But I believe that, you know, Bitcoin rewards is a far superior reward mechanism. I think a lot of people listening to this would agree. But perhaps it would be wise we dive in slightly into the benefit of loyalty, because, you know, I know a lot of people don't fully understand some of the benefits of running a program like that, even business owners. They kind of feel like they're just giving away things for free for no reason.
And it's interesting that you bring that up, because I was talking with someone just last night who was saying that, well, she works at a coffee shop and said the business owner doesn't really want to provide any type of discount or loyalty program because it potentially cheapens the brand of the product. I see some value in that, but generally speaking, for a small to medium sized business, which this certainly was, you're not going to have that level of premium. So, that's a totally separate topic maybe, but maybe also indicative of the fact that people haven't thought about loyalty programs and something that is really valuable, not only for customers, but to drive new business or recurring business to your own shop. So could you talk with us maybe then a little bit about loyalty and how people can be thinking about that, especially in light of Oshi?
Yeah, so loyalty works. There have been a lot of different studies over the past couple of decades about some of the positive benefits of customer loyalty. Ultimately, loyalty just means you have a customer that comes in the door. How many times are they going to keep coming through your door, right? So effectively, you've already acquired the customer after they made their first purchase with you, but can you bring them back? It's about 5 times more expensive to acquire a new customer than it is to keep the same customers you already have coming back, right? Once they've already stepped their foot in the door, you have a much higher chance of retaining them. And just a 5% increase in customer retention can lead to 25 to 95%. I know that's a wide gap, increase in profitability, right? So these customers are, you know, cheaper to market and promote to because they've already been. So they're easier to retain and they just keep coming back, right? And so, you know, it's a lot more important to keep the customers you already have coming back than necessarily acquiring new ones. So through that lens, you know, we now have this, you know, this framework for loyalty, right? How do I get more customers to come back again and again and again, whether it's a coffee shop or, you know, Alpa bars or, you know, beef tallow skincare products from Claire and Fritz or Pharaoh, right? Or beef boxes, whatever the case is. How do I get them to keep coming back? And, you know, loyalty is in offering rewards is just a really great excuse to kind of keep in touch with your customer while also giving them something of value. Now, oftentimes these points are meaningless. Cookie points, coffee points, stars, whatever the case may be, They're generally only usable at the business that you earned them at. They typically take a while to actually get enough points accrued to actually apply it for some discount or some added benefit, like a free cookie or something like that. It's not very appealing for the average consumer. It's appealing enough to work, but it could really use an upgrade. And we believe that Bitcoin rewards is that upgrade. It's a match made in heaven. You can now offer rewards that are redeemable instantly, even a penny, right? You can have like 30 to 50 Satoshis or however much a penny is right now that you can give to your customer. They can then send it to any Lightning enabled Bitcoin wallet of their choice. They could send it to Cash App or wherever and cash it out if they would like, or they can save it if they'd like. Additionally, you know, instead of having like, you know, the average consumer has about 16, is a member of about 16 different loyalty programs. So instead of having all these different loyalty programs that you're a member of with all these different points that you're accruing, but you never accrue enough to actually redeem them, what if more and more businesses hopped on this open loyalty network where Bitcoin is the reward in the form of Satoshis? And it's usable anywhere Bitcoin is accepted, or you can always send it off and cash it out if you'd like, or you can even apply it for a variety of goods and services that these businesses offer. And the best part is that over time, these rewards increase in value. They don't decrease in value. Whether that business is, you know, gone out of business or thriving, your rewards are still there, usable, at any time, anywhere in the world, without needing a bank account. So it's pretty incredible, really, whenever you think about it. You know, and just to piggyback off that, you have Starbucks that has created arguably the most successful loyalty and rewards program. You earn the stars, right? You know, you have the airline miles that are now in some cases worth more than the airliners themselves, which is always interesting to hear about. And these are big companies that have big network effects. You can use them at, you know, thousands of locations all over the planet. These small and medium-sized businesses don't have that luxury. You might be able to use it only at that location or only at this location. And again, if they could kind of collaborate on a loyalty program and join this open loyalty network where the rewards are good everywhere, and they're far more valuable than the points or the stars or the miles, we might actually give these small and medium-sized businesses an edge that they haven't had in a long time against their, you know, very large corporate counterparts. So we're really excited about helping to usher that in.
And there are probably some people listening right now, or I could at least imagine there are business owners out there right now that would think, well, look, that's the whole point. Like, I want them to earn my points because I want them to use those points at my store. But at the same time, the customer is a smart person as well. They are going to be thinking, if I have to choose between points I can only use at this store or points, in other words, Bitcoin that I can use anywhere I want to, they're going to go to the place where they're going to get that value that they can use anywhere else. So it's something to think about as a business owner. Like, it may at first seem a little counterintuitive, but at the end of the day, you want to attract people to your business with rewards that they want the most. And it's probably not going to be the points they can only use at one location. Like, I know there's a restaurant owner in the area who owns three different restaurants, three different concepts, but they have a gift card that goes to all three. That's really valuable because, like, no matter how you're feeling, you can use that gift card somewhere. So that's just something worth thinking about. Could you share with us what it looks like for business owners to start with Oshi, what that process would look like, especially now that they can start sort of with this rewards program from day one?
It's very, very simple. So how it effectively works is if you're running Square right now or Shopify and WooCommerce, you can get set up to offer Bitcoin rewards to your customers very quickly. So from the Square perspective, you just basically connect to your Square point of sale. That takes seconds. You load up some dollars into your account. That's going to be your rewards balance. And you set what percentage back in Bitcoin rewards you'd like to give your customer with every purchase. You can also configure your tiers or your referral amounts. You know, hey, someone that spends over $1,000 at your business, maybe you give them another 0.5% back in Bitcoin, right? Because you value them. You want them to keep coming back. Maybe if they refer another customer, you can give them, you know, $2 in Bitcoin. If a customer that has never been here before, you know, is referred by one of your loyal guests. So all this takes between 5 to 10 minutes. It's very easy to set up from the perspective of your customer. If you're running on Square, it effectively looks like any other loyalty program. The customer pays however they want to pay. And after their purchase, the point of sale prompts them if they would like to join your Bitcoin loyalty program, where they earn a percentage of Bitcoin on every purchase. They punch in their phone number and they will immediately receive a text message with a unique URL to claim their Bitcoin rewards. They'll also see additional promotions you may be running on that page as well. So, you know, it's very, very simple. You don't have to know anything about Bitcoin, which I really think that's the way to go right now. But we don't have to expect everyone to know the ins and outs of Bitcoin to be able to increase their business, you know, their customer count and their revenues and profitability.
So the question that some people might be thinking right now is, what if I don't use Square? What if I don't use Shopify or WooCommerce? Do you have an answer there? Or is it one of those situations where if you don't use those three at the moment, then you're out of luck?
So those are the first few that we did. We're also, we have a Stripe integration as well. So if you're using Stripe, which is a very widely used payment provider, we can help you out there too. So if you're just sending out invoices via Stripe, we got you. Additionally, we are working with some other point of sales and, you know, trying to get things going there, you know, things like Toast and Clover. Mm-hmm. So in due time. In due time.
Perfect. Now, you also mentioned that customers would enter their phone number. Does that information go to just Oshi, or does the business owner get it as well?
The business owner is actually collecting that information. So they're collecting it at their own point of sale, at the time of sale, just like any other loyalty transaction. So the business owner receives the phone number. So they effectively get, you know, whatever sort of additional marketing tools that their point of sale or e-commerce platform has. For e-commerce, it would be email. Again, you know, phone number is pretty standard to collect for loyalty. For brick and mortar businesses, and email is standard to collect for every e-commerce transaction there is. So, you know, but what we can do is we can, you know, they could give you their email, but it doesn't mean they're going to opt in to receive marketing and promotions, mm-hmm. right? So Oshi is another way to help your e-commerce business, you know, collect that email, not just for the purposes of, you know, sending them their receipt and updating them on their order status, but also, you know, having them opt in with the incentive of Bitcoin rewards to receive other promotional emails directly from the business owner. So the business owner has access to all of that. That's their information.
And then does the business owner keep their account kind of filled with USD? This is then turned into Bitcoin at the appropriate time, or Bitcoin and then Bitcoin's sent as Bitcoin to the customer? How does that work?
Yeah, we can do it both ways. Currently we have it set to, you know, you load up $100 and then you basically have now a rewards balance of $100 worth of Satoshi rewards, right? And then, you know, every single time a customer makes a purchase that qualifies for the rewards, you know, they just get some rewards distributed to the customer from there. Mm-hmm. Eventually we will have the option for businesses to just load up a dollar balance and keep it denominated in dollars. And then in real time, you know, we'll be able to pay out the Satoshi rewards as the customer makes the purchases.
So for someone who's listening to this right now, do you have any recommendations as far as strategies they could use to get people more interested in Bitcoin, assuming they have people coming to their business who know nothing about it and at the moment care nothing about it? Like, based off of people that you've seen who are using Oshi already, people who've done it effectively, any recommendations or pieces of advice for a business owner that likes this idea but isn't entirely convinced that it will work?
I would just say that, you know, historically, we've been able to get business owners to accept Bitcoin pretty easily, only to then find that, you know, very few of the customers are paying with Bitcoin, right? Loyalty is something that works. You don't have to take our word for it. There's been so many studies done. But, you know, infused with Bitcoin, we believe it's going to work better. because it's a superior reward. So for business owners kind of on the fence, I don't know if my customers are going to like this. The reality is a lot of customers will be perfectly fine with completely make-believe points and stars and punch cards. That's the generic cookie cutter approach. And again, it works. I have done some surveying of friends, family, random people on the streets, people next to me getting their hair cut and so on. And I ask them, you know, do you generally sign up for loyalty programs? And I would say about 75% of people say, oh, yeah. And then other people elaborate. They say, I mean, if they're going to give me something for free, I'm not going to say no.
Sure.
Why not? Right. That's kind of everyone's general take on loyalty and rewards. Like, why not? Mm. As we circle all the way back to the beginning of this, why wouldn't I get something for free? Right.
Sure.
But we want to turn that into, it's not just some little stupid thing that no one cares about. It's like, I want to go to the place that gives me the Bitcoin for free. Like, so loyalty already works. Infusing it with Bitcoin, we think is going to work far superior. And based on the feedback I've received from surveying a bunch of people, they would much prefer the Bitcoin rewards, what I would call the real rewards, over the fake points and stars. So, and then to kind of reframe that, a lot of people go, oh, well, like, is Bitcoin even real? What's it backed by? But these same people will immediately go and sign up for fake points that are backed by some small business that may or may not be in business in the future. Yep. And they don't care because it's free. It doesn't matter. So I think it's a great way to get, Bitcoin rewards of Bitcoin into the hands of people. And it's far more appealing than those points.
And I think it's really valuable to think about what this would look like during the next bull run. When you can go to a restaurant, go to a grocery store, any number of places locally or online, purchase something, and then be able to make a recurring purchase based off of how much your rewards have grown. Like that's pretty cool. So it's worth thinking about. You could really position yourself not just as a novelty item when it comes to rewards, but really a place people go to simply to get those rewards. So it's a pretty cool prospect. Michael, we can talk about a lot more. There are some questions that are kind of percolating in the back of my mind. But for now, I think that the conversation would go on too long. So maybe if you could just share with us some final thoughts, things we haven't gotten to talk about yet, or things you just want to make sure that business owners who are listening to this today leave with when it comes to how Oshii could work for them in their business.
Yeah, sure. So in terms of business owners, about 30% of them utilize rewards and loyalty programs. So it's a big market and there's a lot of businesses that don't utilize this, maybe because they're skeptical. But the truth is, loyalty and incentive programs work, and there's a reason why major corporations use them regularly. They work. So, you know, a challenge to all the business owners out there, whether you're going to use Oshii or something else, do yourself a favor, try out some of these loyalty and rewards programs, see how they work. And whenever you realize that people would care much more about Bitcoin rewards instead of the other points, Come, give us a call. So we'll have a new website up very soon that can highlight that will highlight all the benefits of our new rewards and loyalty program. You can always shoot us a message on Twitter or email us at support@oshii.tech. Shoot me a DM, whatever you want. So yeah, you know, come find us. Give loyalty a shot. And as more and more people become interested in Bitcoin, inevitably, you're going to want to be a business that has Bitcoin rewards as an incentive instead of the, you know, ocean of random points and stars.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Josh. Take it easy.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or Michael, you can find those links down in the show notes. If you want to get started with Bitcoin loyalty and rewards for your business, check out Oshii. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well.